What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I'm at that point where I've got five bundles of Post-its, like the little things of Post-it notes, but I've only got like two left in each one of the colors, and I don't know what to do about all this. There, thank you. There it is.
I'll be real with you. I thought Nick was going to say, I've got about 5 good days left in me.
I thought, yeah, he was already out. You know what I mean? That seemed like where we were going. It's not that we think that, Nick. It's just the way you set it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think Andy actually started that sentence off with, I'll be honest, I thought Nick was going to say,
yeah, I've got, I mean, five. That's a colloquialism, as we call them.
Sure. Wow. Yeah.
Sure. Order Nick, today.
I have a quick question. I'm a little confused on what the options are. Like, don't you, at this point, don't you just order a new batch?
No, it's just I've got, like, just, like, this much left of one. Mm. And then, like, this much left of another one. And I'm like, do I tear the back off? Do I tear the back off and then try to put it on here?
No. Just leave it how it is.
Like having three loose cards from a deck of cards left. You don't have the other 52.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you're saying.
I feel like if you take it off, it's never gonna re-stick. You know what I mean?
It'll be good enough.
No,
that's what I do.
Tim, you've never used a post-it note.
I'm not a big post-it fan, but I'm around post-it notes a lot because of my brother. He likes sticking things on things.
He does. That's a cool way of tagging.
You guys see the egg thing? This reminds me of the egg conversation.
No, I did not see the egg.
How do you your eggs out of the egg basket? Is that what they call that thing? Is that an egg basket?
Carton? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. I haven't been to your house in a long time, so I don't know how you store eggs, but I store them in a little carton they come in from the store.
You guys know what I'm talking about? This thing that everyone's talking about, the goddamn egg cartons of, like,
no,
how do you grab them?
How hard? Right. There's only one way to take
it. I'm going to find this. I'm going to send it to Assets.
I'm already on it.
How else would you take it out of the carton?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
While that happens, of course, the man introducing the eggs is Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the engaged one at Tim Geddes.
That's the most. I legit thought it was a basket for a second.
I've seen eggs in a basket. When you're going after the Easter Bunny's goods, you're getting them and you're putting them in a basket. Like, that's a thing. And, like, on farms, I've seen eggs in baskets before.
Mm-hmm.
I have it ready. Let me see KFP with browser.
Rounding out the quartet, of course, is the Hispanic heartthrob Texas treat Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globe-trotting, head-shotting, rootin' tootin' nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Let's see about these eggs, man.
Let's see. So if you're an audio listener, we are looking at a carton of eggs, also known as a basket. And how do you take your eggs out? It's number one right now. It's like six on one side, six on the other. So they've like evened it out. So it's like perfect.
This is how I take my eggs out.
Well, half and half, left to right.
Okay. No, number two is six, but they're all along the top row.
Half and half.
No, down. The fucking monsters do that.
Right, that's number three.
You sitting there and just being like, no. As like, just as we switched into it, it's very good.
No.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Number three is...
Oh, you're a psychopath.
God.
What's happening
in the middle?
Tetris Z in the middle.
Yeah.
No, nobody does that.
Number four.
No, that's checkerboard.
Nobody does
not a
checkerboard.
Here's the thing, guys.
Hold on, Tim.
What's up, Andy?
I was going to say, I mean, I think this one makes more sense balance-wise. What if they tip over?
And then Buffalo Blasts.
So I can understand. There you go. That's what Kevin was really Googling. I can understand this because you're like, okay, the ease with which you can get the things out. But I just think people have too much time on their hands because of COVID. I think you're just at home too much. I have never in my life thought about how to take an egg out of a carton before. I just go usually like top left or bottom left, then top left. Then I go in that order until I get all the way to like the last two. But you're right, though. Now that you're thinking about it, when I do pick up the carton, it is balanced more heavily toward wherever the eggs are sitting. So
that's the thing.
The Tetris is actually making sense now.
Oh, you okay? Wow. So you're going with option three.
Option three and option four. Now I think I might switch over.
Option three is, I would say, from what I've seen anecdotally, the least popular option that people choose. The most popular one is option four.
Well, it makes sense because then you have better access to the
Option four is the most popular. That's what people are doing.
anecdotally of what I've seen on Twitter from this all going around, the most people I've seen have been claiming four, but I think that might just be the vocal minority thing where they're loudest because they have something to prove.
Wait, where are you seeing this on Twitter?
Who's quick, who put question. Quick question.
Who's, I had a question first. My question was quicker. Where'd you see this on Twitter? Yeah.
I don't know.
Gavin Jones.
Kevin has it. Yeah.
Davin Joan.
Gavin. Gavin.
Gavin Hammond.
Ecology of Gavin. All right.
Tom Lone.
wait. But like, serious question. How often are you guys taking your egg cartons out of the fridge? The actual.
Every time.
Really?
Every time I make eggs. Yeah. I take the eggs over to the car. But I'm weird. So when I make eggs, I don't waste the bowl. I just crack the eggs straight into the pan with one hand. The thing, and then I scramble them in the pan.
Well, I usually do them over easy, and I would just open the carton and grab the two that are closest to me. So I go the first round. Yeah.
Andy, how do you do your eggs?
I mean, you know, I was allergic to eggs my whole life, so I don't do eggs.
I love you.
I might eat them if they're inside of cake.
Like one of them egg cakes?
Nick Scarpino from Kind of Funny.
This is going to be a crazy question. When did Andy start wearing glasses? Is this a new thing or has he always been doing this?
No, I've been making fun of him
for
a while.
It's like 50-50.
But they're light. Like they're blue light.
But they're like those Gundam glasses, right? The ones that like for serious
Gundam
games.
Glasses.
Right?
I got some too.
Glasses.
Guys,
you don't really need
those
glasses, right, Andy?
Guys, I have some too, though.
Kevin, this is about Andy, not about you.
I'm talking to Andy.
Turn your camera off right now.
Andy,
turn your camera off.
Andy, high
Kevin,
five.
Don't high five.
Greg is beside himself. So, Nick, I wear about half and half. They are blue light glasses, so they do ease up on eye strain. But I'd say the more reason I wear them is to not make me look cool. Tired and sleepy.
So, wait. So you put the glasses on so that people can't see your eyes so that if your eyes are tired, it's a clear shield between them and you?
No, it's not a clear. Andy, it's not a perfectly clear shield. You know, Andy, it's not because the other day I was wearing these. Because the other day I was wearing these, Nick, and you said I should wear glasses so I can hide like my tired eyes. You said the exact same thing.
I did. That was a joke, clearly, because they're see through and you could see these horrible bags under my eyes that I call
but like
COVID
the reflections. You know, it causes like a little bit of noise. It's an extra filter, right?
I hear you. I do hear you. I think it works better for Greg. Because his glasses are slightly smaller. Your glasses, and this is no disrespect.
I wish I could get glasses that big.
Big that I can see. You look a little like Janine, like from Ghostbusters. And
you don't have to say that. No, there's no other Janine.
There's Janine.
No, I was thinking Groffalo.
Exactly. See, depending on when you were born, these monsters don't know Janine from Ghostbusters.
Leave it to Nick to have this conversation 8 months after I started wearing
Thomas
these glasses.
Janine.
Like we're closer to a year than we are not to a year.
I don't know what the kids are doing on TikTok these days. I thought maybe this was like, hey, it's Halloween, everyone. Put your Clark Kent costume on. And you were just doing that right now.
I mean, to Nick's credit, somewhat, like I don't want to give him full credit for this, but like somewhat credit. I don't remember ever seeing you wearing these. Like if I were to describe
this is all I have.
Really?
These are the only glasses I've ever worn.
Can you take them off for a second? Let me see what you look like without them. Whoa, who's that? Where'd you go?
If I had to draw Andy, I would do it very poorly, but I would put them in trapezoidal shape. Trapezoidal.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's lots of words we're putting together.
Okay. So the first blue filter glasses I ever bought were closer to Greg's shape. I wore those for about a month, like close to over a year ago. And then I got these and I've had these for way longer. Like it's not even close the amount of time I've had these for.
But so
it's interesting because I do think of you in them quite often. Obviously without them, I think of you as not wearing them. But when I think of you performing, I think of you wearing those glasses. But as I'm clicking through random Kind of Funny podcasts to find them, to throw it in Nick's face that he's an idiot, they're not there. So I think it's that I'm such a good friend, Andy, and I watch so many of your streams, I see it there.
I mean, not only when I stream, like I would wear them a lot on KFAF.
I don't remember. Are you ever wearing glasses? Here's the thing.
I remember you
wearing them ironically because you're part of the cool Nitro Rifle Association, NWA. But if Tim brought up a good point, draw Andy. If I started drawing you in my mind's eye right now, I would not put glasses on you. I wouldn't think to default to that.
All right, I'm looking right here at a KFAF from 3 months ago before Tim killed it, and you are wearing them here. And Nick, Andy and Nick remake themselves KFAF. You're wearing them there June 24th, 2020.
Oh, no. Okay, well, that was the episode where we Photoshopped glasses onto Andy probably. Oh, so shit. I'm sure you're seeing.
I didn't watch the episodes closely enough. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Oh, that was great. Just went with it, too. He's like, oh, yeah, oh, of course. Shit, that must have been what happened.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I won't lie. I wear them a lot for appearances. In order to kind of like just cover up any sort of, you know, if the reflections might cover up, you know, my darkened eyes, my eye bags. I'm not going to act like they are fully like, you know, only used for functional purposes.
I heard a rumor that I'm starting right now that you started wearing them to try to block COVID from getting in your eyes.
I heard that rumor too about just now.
Did you hear that? That is true.
Yeah.
I'm looking at like, oh, hold on.
Did you, have you guys seen the commercial for the face shield?
I'm wearing these on Star Trek Beyond in review.
We didn't do Star Trek.
Yeah, we
did. We do Back to the Future yet?
Man, what a weird year. Have you guys seen
the face shield that people wear, but it comes from you're basically mid-sternum up, like chest up. So you wear it, but instead of it being on your head, because I guess that gives people like headaches, it like is like a necklace that you wear that puts a shield like this in front of you. And at first I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But then I'm like, maybe I'll get one for everyone and we'll all wear them on the show so that we too can be like Andy with his glasses.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Is this what we're looking at here?
Hold on. Let me, I pause my live sometimes because I'm
working. Oh yeah.
That looks that's it right there. Isn't that crazy? It looks like one of those like outfits bomb disposal guys use.
Yep. In Iraq. Yep.
You know what I mean? We're like, but it's just the shield part, Kevin.
Oh, they do. Like, yeah.
It looks like
Fat Man.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yes, Metal Gear.
You know, it's a weird thing with all this mask culture that we have now. Just like everything's changed, right? We're supposed to wear masks. We have to wear masks. All that. It all makes sense. But
this is where Tim goes hard, and he's like, "I say we don't wear masks." Fuck the scientists.
You would think that at a certain point, like we would just get used to it. But it's still weird seeing people outside wearing masks, right? Like
it's off-putting.
It's getting a little bit more normal, but there's still that like weird kind of off-putting element to it. But I will say that when this first started, Nick got us all essentially this, but like the mask version that I kind of went over your face.
Kind of funny branded.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not all of us.
And everyone.
Everybody we wanted to keep alive. Everybody we wanted to keep alive.
I'll see people wearing those on top of the masks. And when I see them in public, my gut reaction, my stupid ass internal gut reaction is something's wrong with them. I need to stay more away from them than anyone else.
Yeah, it's a good call.
It's just like a weird internal fear.
It's super spreaders, you know?
That's not how that works.
Why are we wearing astronaut helmets yet?
That's a great question. Honest to God, every like 2 weeks, I'll go and look up smart masks to see if someone's going to make something that has an AC unit that is pulling like from a hose on my belt, you know?
Sure.
I just want cold air, and that's all I want to breathe.
Everybody, I'm sorry. Hold on. We're pulling the emergency brake. Andy has something to say.
Nick bought what for who?
So when this first thing started, my brother was ordering like a bunch of masks through a company that makes like signage and stuff. They got, remember when the whole thing happened, they shut down all the non-essential businesses. And then if you could repurpose your business for something like making masks, for instance, so this sign shop that we got all of our, you know, those side posters that we have in the studio, those guys that printed those things, print shop, excuse me, not sign shop. They got sort of co-opted into becoming like making face shields for nurses and doctors.
Got it.
So they were like, hey, we're actually offering these to some of our clients if you guys want some. And I had my brother order us like 10, and I was going to give them to everyone. But to be honest, they just were not, they weren't big enough. So when you had to like, if you have a slightly too big head, like I do, you had to like stretch them, and then you'd get the red band here. And they only covered like this part of your face anyway. And they were really, really close to your nose.
Well, it's good for it's good for like double, triple protection. And I do want to point out, Nick, I do want to point out before we left and worked from home, March 5th, we are in the studio recording an episode of KFAF, and I'm wearing these glasses. Huh. We are in person sitting next to each other on March 5th.
I feel like
we'll test Nick's acumen and how much he pays attention. Nick, what color is Tim's hair?
Oh, super blonde.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on these microphones, each come to talk and bullshit all around with their friends. And then you listen because you're best friends and everybody has a good time. If you want to be part of the show, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can write in with your topics for us to discuss. You can get the show ad free. You can get it with the post show we do each and every week. If you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. Of course, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe each and every week. Get the show there. No post show. And you have to listen to the ads because we cut them out for friends over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Some housekeeping for you. Thank you to our Patreon producers, James Davis Makes, aka at James Davis Makes, Odd Billy, OD Billy. Odd Billy, I'm gonna call him Odd Billy. Odd Billy, you son of a bitch. Did you get into them pickled onions again? Julian, the gluten free gamer. Blackjack, Steve Powers, and Kieran O'Donnell. Today we're brought to you by Upstart ExpressVPN and Fubo TV, and that's just a great name. It's, you know, we got a lot to cover today, a lot of things going on. Before then, I want everybody to clear their heads, clear your minds, empty them right now. Kale Dolphincorn writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny with an appetizer question and says, as you're reading this on the show, I'm in my car ready to get fast food. Where do I go? Andy.
Wendy's.
Tim.
McDonald's.
Nick.
I'm on that beat, that Burger King train right now.
Yeah.
I was thinking Taco Bell. Now let's go back to Nick. You're on the Burger King train. What the hell is going on?
Listen, I don't want to start a big debate because I'm always, I get it. My affinity for Burger King, not popular. I understand it's low on the totem pole, but sometimes a Whopper just lathered, Andy, in ice cold mayonnaise with the tomato on top. And that like kind of crispy but kind of watery lettuce they put also, and those just starchy pickles.
That's you're not, just none of the words you're using is like you might as well have been like with the meat. It's so just dry. It's
the buns that have been rolled in sewage.
I just want to go to Burger King, get a Whopper, and get some of the like the onion rings they used to have. Man, those
are the old onion rings they used to have. Sure.
Yeah. Those were
haven't been to a Burger King in so long.
Let's go.
And it's not something I miss.
Do you remember when we used to go before, back in the day before we even left IGN, we used to go to that Burger King on 9th, and it was like, take your life into your hands.
Totally.
Burger King.
Yeah.
See, but the onion rings, though, I will give a shout out to those at Burger King. The Rancho Burger, which is just a burger with a little bit of the barbecue sauce with onion rings on it.
Barbecue sauce.
That was the Burger King highlight.
I not even fast food related. I saw a photo of like a steak on Twitter, and I was like, "Fuck! I haven't had a steak in so long."
Remember you saw the Outback Steakhouse?
I mean, is Outback Steakhouse really a steak? Unless they want to sponsor it.
You said you saw a steak on TV and thought of fast food, which makes me think of Outback Steakhouse, which is fast casual dining. And it's in the ballpark. And we used to go there all the time. And remember when we said we would take Blessing there when he started working here? And then we never did. And then everything shut down.
So sad. So sad.
There's no way that Outback survives this. And that makes me extremely sad. That.
Okay. I'm surprised so many people or so many different restaurants have survived this long. Now I don't think, you know, I don't take any of them for granted. I think they all can keep fighting.
Yeah. The Hooters was shut down. That's near us. That when we talked about that a couple months ago. The second closest Hooters closed down this morning.
Wow.
Oh, that's too bad.
Kale, I say you take your fucking sweet ass down to Wendy's, and eat the Wendy's for me. Nick, you're such an idiot. You're such a fucking
what
idiot.
What did he send you?
I put in our Discord chat the photo of the evidence, and then he photoshopped this.
You did that very quietly.
Yeah, you did that very quietly.
While still talking about, how did you do that while talking about Burger King?
Oh, man, I love Burger King. I got to talk about Burger King in my sleep. You're so good.
Fucking idiot. I hate you. Anyway, Kale, take your sweet ass down to Wendy's only because, and Tim, I don't blame you for saying McDonald's, but wait, what?
No, McDonald's is really good. What do you mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't blame. Like, I don't blame him.
Annie's about to do that thing where he goes up in his ivory tower and he's like, I don't blame you for being mainstream and saying McDonald's. No, but when I was in Ambolina, we found the best small fast food place. Whataburger.
The head flip definitely was going to be an Ambolina reference. And I think Greg had, you were channeling the low strung guitar too.
You would have been good.
Back when you were in Ambolina, you were head flipping all the time.
When I had the bangs, yeah, I'd always do that thing. Tim, I don't blame you for saying McDonald's, but the only reason I'm not saying it is because in my extremely unhealthy lifestyle, that's not true. I guess I jog every two or three times a week. I jog a little mile and a half, right? But if I don't, it's like I'm getting McDonald's like twice a week at night. Look at this idiot.
He's horrible.
His fucking eyes through the shit. Well,
those are Andy's eyes. And they're like, his head is going the opposite direction of where they're turning, which is why they look so weird. It's just so awful. Well done. Nick, bless you. This is
audio
funny.
Listeners, just come to this time code, audio listeners.
Kevin's the only person that appreciates me at this company.
You're so useless.
Nick, another question. Do you still have that keyboard and do you ever drive your wife crazy with it?
It's right next to me. Yeah, absolutely. What's that?
You want to ever drive your wife crazy with it?
Yeah, I did it for the first week of COVID and then it became, you know, there's always a tipping point, Kevin.
Oh, you were so close to pushing over that tipping point.
We went over the edge with it.
Could you still play? Oh, you never actually played shit on it, did you? You just hit the demo button and it did the weird come on now.
Stars is movies.
No, but you would press a button like every four beats, right? You'd press.
He would go surgery station. He would do the harmony.
Yeah.
There you go. So he's doing it. He's doing there it. There
we go. I forgot how to do it.
Yeah,
start.
He doesn't remember.
It's the Kinda Funny podcast starring Greg Miller, a guy I've never seen before wearing glasses.
Is this
Ode to Tim
Joy?
Geddes. Oh, it's Andy.
It is Ode to Joy, Kevin. Good call.
It is Ode to Joy. Guys, I did something really kind of in a self-care way, but also in a kind of very scary thing I did the other day.
Are you Tim, the guy who jerked off on the Zoom call?
It was me, guys. Tim, I think...
Hashtag Zoom dick. It was Andy.
Tim, I think you can relate to this. Okay.
Okay.
Out of nowhere... And I think it's because I've been doing the jogging outside. Out of nowhere, I started feeling like a lot of earwax buildup in my left ear. Gross. Where my hearing was slowly going away and getting kind of more dampened and more dampened. And I'd be trying to click heads in Warzone. I had the headphones on. It's like, where's the enemy coming from? Blame it on the earwax. Go ahead, Greg Miller from Kinda Funny.
Is the thought here that you're jogging and hence the earwax is like getting bumped around and getting loose?
No, I'm getting I'm adding to it with more dirt, like more air molecules with my giant ears.
Oh, wow, I didn't see that coming. Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Sorry, continue.
But I also think like just the sweat and like the added dirt outside just kind of adds to the situation, maybe. So I decided to take it in my own hands, Tim. And I said, I'm gonna buy some earwax removal stuff, a little kit.
Okay.
Cause you went to a doctor, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Besides my eyes.
I went to a CVS and just looked for this thing and they sold a little earwax removal kit. It was like $14 or something. And it's these little droplets and it's a little squeegee thing, like the little things that you do enemas with, little squeegee thing for water or whatever. And it was like a 5-day process, honestly, because they say to do it every day until you start feeling it again and clear it up. And the first day you put a bunch of droplets and you just leave your head like that and you start to hear a lot of bubbling. Yeah. You hear bubbling because it starts foaming in
it's
there.
It's burning it out over there.
Yeah, okay. it's doing foaming. And what's up, Kev?
We're just going to ignore the enema thing. Just double checking.
We are definitely going to ignore the enema.
It kind of is what clean that everything. Is.
It's that's everything. What it is. It's a little the little ball with the little thing,
you're,
Kevin.
You're
like
cleaning a cavity of baster. Your body out with some water.
Baster. Is it a
turkey baster? Like that thing, that's like, you know, the thing you use to suck out like boogers from babies.
Kevin's right. Anima Kevin's thing. Not wrong.
What's Anima Kevin thing. Doing his free time?
I mean,
yeah, boogers out of babies.
Freelancing?
Well, I mean, not everybody, I need fan art of Kevin the Booger Sucker for babies.
Everybody go to www.kevinthebogersucker.com.
what else could it be if not just like a booger sucker for, like, it's an enema for booger babies. Booger babies.
No, because you don't shoot water into it. Have you
it's
had
not
an
water.
I've never had some an other enema.
It's not water. But
I thought that's done
stuff.
In the doctor.
No. So you're not supposed to use anyway, you do the droplets, you start to feel foaming sensation, and you leave your head like that for about, I don't know, I did it for about 5 minutes at a time. And then at the end of it, you fill that little squeezy thing with like warmish water, kind of warmish, and you just fucking blast that shit into your ear. You blast it. First day, nothing really happened. So kept doing this over, Tim, on the fourth day of doing this, like in a row,
Splash like, Mountain.
Holy shit. The size of the earwax coming out was shocking to me. It was, but it was freeing, Greg. It felt so good to know that it was no longer. And there was two giant chunks. Like when I say giant chunks, I'm talking like.
This is disgusting.
I hope people are eating carrots during this.
What is that? What have to do with
anything? Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm talking like maybe like three or four millimeters by three or four millimeters, like little cubes almost. And so what I would do is like I would do that for a while, and then I'd go to the sink and I'd have a fill, and I would just fucking like blast that shit into
Did
my ear.
Did it hurt at all?
No. Greg's laughing about something a lot right now. I don't know what Greg's doing.
I'll get back to you. If it pays off, I'll get back to you.
Anyway, so the giant chunks of earwax, two giant chunks, and then a lot of like other smaller just kind of like things. But now I just feel so much better.
That works. I'm proud of you. I used to have to do that too, and every once in a while I'll just hit a point that's not enough. It doesn't break it down enough, or sometimes it'll break down poorly and get even deeper and more stuck, and that's when you have to go to the doctor.
Oh, I didn't know you did this before you went to the doctor.
Exactly. And then that's when shit got bad. And that's when it was like a golf ball.
God, what is wrong? I think about it sometimes, because sometimes I'll go in there, you know. Have you ever? We're talking gross earwax, apparently. But you're doing the thing where. Good job, Nick. Got him.
Nick, concentrate.
Useless. I'll feel it move, and you go in there, and you use the Q-tip, and you come out with like a really dark, you know, color piece or whatever. And so deep. I'm always like, I bet there's a lot more in there I could go for, but I can't deal with something.
You can't because you're just
ear.
Pushing.
No, don't.
The thing is, you're scraping it up, but you're also pushing some in. Yeah,
that's what he just did. Oh, I'm not supposed to use Q-tip.
Q-tips aren't. You're not supposed to do that. Like that's bad for your ear.
I feel like that's something that like doctors say. To people that like don't
truth.
Have self-control.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know when
because if
stop.
You go, here's the thing, Tim, because funny, look, for a reason I don't really want to go into, I'm not allowed to have Q-tips in the house, right? So
are you looking at right now you said that, are you looking off screen to Paula? Because that sounds like when I say something, I don't want Jed to stop me.
No.
What's the reason?
What is the reason?
It doesn't matter. Anyways.
What's the reason?
So I got some Q-tips recently, and my ears have been feeling dirty. And I've been out a lot, too. So maybe Andy's right. Maybe these satellites are catching
some
wind.
Being outside is what gets you?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's when you're outside and sweating. It's the combination of the dirt getting in there, and then the sweat kind of contains it. And the Q-tips just push it in.
No, but I feel like the trick is you go right down the middle. Don't touch the sides until you're past basically the end of the canal. And then you stroke around and pull out.
I start doing the spinning and pulling out. I've never gone super, super deep with it. I know.
You don't go super deep. You don't go
because,
super deep.
Because of Tim's sort of like what he's saying right now, the paranoia that I've had of like, what if just if it gets to the point where I need some sort of medical procedure to happen? That's what I've been trying to avoid. And luckily, this whole thing that I bought at CVS totally fixed. It helped a lot, dude. And now when I have an earbud in my left ear, I can hear as loud as what's coming in the right earbud. It's like shocking to me. It's crazy. Huh.
It's one of those things that you just don't know until you experience it. And you're like, oh my God. Like, cause the first time I ever did it when I was younger, I was like, oh, this is what's like sounds like. And it's totally fine. It never bothered me. But my doctor was like, oh, actually there's a problem here. And then when he did it, I was like, holy shit. And then over time I've noticed that it just builds up. And then if you take care of it, it's good, but every once in a while you can fuck up even if you're taking care of it, because it is, even when you're doing that, Andy, it could push it in because the water can get it in there deeper. The Q-tips, you're never supposed to stick in at all. That is just a surface level thing. Totally. Yeah, but even then,
what am I supposed to do?
Are you experiencing these issues, Greg?
I have a lot of earwax and I don't hear well, so I could probably.
Oh my God, please.
I bet you if you did this, or specifically if you went to a doctor to do it, because it's like not expensive and They just do the exact same thing, but they know what they're doing and they're looking so they can go in and suck shit out professionally.
Okay.
All of a sudden, you can hear.
Greg, I would say try this without a doctor first. Do the thing that Tim and
You're giving me information. I don't know who to trust now. Do I trust Andy or I trust him?
If you've never done it and you're as old as you are, I would do it with a doctor.
I've never
guaranteed there's a shit ton in there that the stuff's not going to get out. It's just going to push it in deeper.
What kind of? I got to go to an ear, nose, and throat doc.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to a foot doctor first. Work your way up.
Can you help me, sir? That's what we'd like to.
The only reason why I want Greg to try this first, though, is just for the content. I want to just hear his sort of experience.
Jen would love
it. Because here's the thing. I don't think it can hurt if you do this thing first.
No, he's saying it can hurt me.
Yeah, it can get it in deeper. And then you'll have to do
this. Here's the thing. He's never, this is like the light thing, or like he's never going to do it. If it's too complicated, there's too many steps. He has to pick a doctor now.
You're making some good points.
Let's just buy him a little kit. I'll send it to his house. We'll clean out those ears. You know what I mean?
And yeah,
For like the context of what we're talking about here, we're saying that he should do it himself for the content, which essentially is just the content that Andy just gave us.
Yeah, it's good content.
Yeah, but it's better because it's Greg. And I'm not gonna lie, I'll probably do it the following week, and then we'll have more content.
I was gonna say, here's what you gotta say to yourself right now, Tim. Are you about to title this episode Andy's Earwax Story, or Greg might be getting a doctor appointment to remove his earwax.com? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a better headline, right?
I think I'm gonna lead with Kevin Baby Booger Blaster or whatever Kevin the hell it was.
You guys. We can buy a camera. We can buy a camera for your ear, and it's like $35.
Can that be used for other orifices?
Yeah. As long as it's bigger than your ear hole, you can shove it in there.
I'm not quite sure.
So why can't you use Q-tips, Kevin?
What?
Why can't you use Q-tips? Speaking code, if necessary.
I don't want to get into it. All right.
I'd like to get into it.
I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to talk about it.
This is like crazy.
Now I need to know.
Just as a separate thing, Thomas really likes to get his ears cleaned. It's weird.
That's nice. That seems nice.
Kevin,
Stars has movies. Sorry.
Greg, do you want this? Do you want to see inside your ear?
No, you don't need
it. If we're going to do this content, might as well do it right. You know what I mean? Let's get a video of his ear.
A Wi-Fi earwax remover. Sick. The most Kevin Coelho-ass thing I've ever seen in my life.
Not everything needs Wi-Fi, Kevin.
But Andy, look, like, you could see. So you know how you're like, oh, I'm afraid of shoving it deeper. You'll be able to see. You'll be like, oh, it's not going to get shoved deeper.
I feel like if you're going inside any part of your body more than like one knuckle, you got to have a doctor do it.
God damn it, Nick.
That's not.
It's just so you that you would be able to phrase something that way.
You know what I mean?
No other human being would have phrased it as a knuckle deep.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying if I have to scope something and it's going more than a knuckle deep, I'm getting a trained professional that went to medical school. And not a chiropractor, not one of those like bullshit medical doctor chiropractors.
Medical doctor chiropractor.
Why are you pissing off all the chiropractors?
I'm joking. I just like to make fun of chiropractors.
Yeah, what's
I up? Like chiropractors. JK, just kidding. Please don't.
Greg, why were you laughing so much?
I'm working on it.
I hate it. I already hate it.
Anyway,
What's the over under on? Is it accompanied by a song?
No, but I will say this: at some point, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be a solid 20 minutes of work for a really funny 30 seconds of laughing on my part.
Yeah.
Once he accomplishes it.
I mean, hey, you did it with glasses.
Steps,
if we come with two moments of brilliance in this episode, that'll be two more than we normally do.
So, well, I mean, what are you going to title this so far? Where's your head at right now? How many knuckles can you fit? How nickel deep can you go on yourself?
I can't wait till we have to apologize for this video in an upcoming.
This
video
is a great episode. The one we did 2 weeks ago was dog shit. The one where we talked about how many Wahlberger brothers there are?
Wahlberger brothers.
Greg is trying to Photoshop right now. That's what he's trying to do.
No, I'm not trying to Photoshop. If I was trying to Photoshop, I'd be Photoshopping. All right.
Come on, let's buy one of these. Let's buy one of these ear cameras. All right. Andy, per your request, I found a not wireless one.
Can I segue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
So Andy and I had this conversation the other day, Tim, and I'd like to pick your brain on it.
Please do.
I'm this needs to be a safe space. Okay. I don't want people jumping on me and yelling and like making fun of me for this hill that I've died on for so long. I'm toying with the idea.
I know what he's saying.
Of building a personal computer, a PC.
For gaming?
Yes.
Oh, dude, don't get me.
Andy and I. Greg, what did I just say? We're a safe space. It's tree of trust.
Not about this.
I want to click heads with Andy, but when I watched his screen, I was like, he clicks heads so much faster than me because his screen does all this 80p's, and mine doesn't. Mine only does like 30 frames per second. He's going 120 frames per second. And then Tim, you were talking about that wider monitor. I'm like, I got to have a beefy graphics card with that. Mm-hmm. Now, Tim, let me ask you a couple questions about this. Is $7,000 too much to spend on a gaming PC?
Okay. Let me put it this way. You would struggle to spend $7,000 on a gaming PC.
I spec'd out an NZXT because we were partnering with them 2 weeks ago and we were playing all this
Nick,
stuff.
You play two games a year. You do not need a gaming PC.
He plays Warzone with me a lot.
Greg, I do play Warzone with Andy a lot more than anyone else. Yeah.
Get to $7,000 on NZXT. I refuse to believe it.
$5,300 on NZXT.
Okay, did you go there super creator edition with all the shit that you truly don't need? Like, nobody needs.
I got something called a dual 2080 Ti SLI graphics card.
Did you really?
I tried to. I put them together.
See, no.
But, like, they're not even throwing that money away. Help anymore.
Andy said that if I want to do the 120 frames per second at 1440, that I should get that. Actually, I think what he said was,
Andy, how much does it bother you? He's semi-nailing all the words.
Andy, why would you tell him that information?
I didn't tell him any of that.
Actually, I was like, Andy, I want to get this 3090. And he was like, you don't need
the 3090.
You never need that. And I'm like, but here's the problem, though. I said, but, and you said, you're right. You should probably get that. You should probably get that 30.
I said nobody needs a 3090. And then he told me, I was like, why is your thing so expensive? And I was like, well, to kind of put it in comparison, the 2080 Ti from last year is comparable to the 20. It's better. It's like in between the 3070 and 3080 this year. And I went, oh, but you have two of them on that machine. That like, in no world would you need two top of the line. Even a top of the line you wouldn't need, but two of them is obviously
things don't even use that.
Yeah, they don't support that anymore.
Like that is a bad decision. You are like wasting money going with that.
Literally, Linus just did a video on it.
I've been stuck in the Mac ecosystem for so long that if you don't spec out,
he's been stuck. He says
I've been in a prison of my own making.
Bought new Macs less than a year
ago. They're dope, and I love it, and I will forever buy. I swear by Mac laptops, but the one thing the Mac laptop can't do is play the Call of Duties, and it can't do it at 120 frames per second, and I can't click heads on this thing. I've tried, Andy. I googled click heads Mac, and it says you have to have a plugin for it. It doesn't work. Yeah. So my question is, to go back with Macs, you always got to go, you got to spec the fucking thing out or else it's not worth it because you're already spending thousands of dollars on something that's a subpar system anyway. Might as well spend another $1,000, get something that by the time it comes to you is underpowered.
I hate you.
Tim, it comes in space gray. Andy, it comes in space gray. Show of hands, who loves their Mac laptop?
Space is cool, man.
See, I mean, the two power
two
users.
Two for two.
Okay, but hold on.
Two power users in MacBook this conversation.
MacBook Pro.
Okay, hold on. Like, the
what's an appropriate amount of money to spend on a PC?
The conversation suddenly switched to who loves their Macs?
I told Andy, I was like, here's my pitch to you, Andy. I'm gonna convince Tim that I want a PC. We're gonna do a whole episode on it. We're gonna build it. We're going to find it. I'm going to put it in the cart. And then a month and a half later, I'm going to say, Tim, my PC finally got here. And I'm going to pull up just a brand new MacBook, like an actual Mac Pro, just the big ones.
I would say a little Mac Mini.
Yeah, or like an Apple TV.
Gee.
Anyway, so what I told Nick, I was like, look, like, first off, I feel like, to play devil's advocate, Tim, I feel like if Nick had the capabilities to do so, that he would take advantage of it and do it more. And if he had like the best of the best, that he would do it more. Oh no.
It's nothing. This is what they spent the last 10 minutes on.
Let's pause this conversation. I want to come back to it. Let's look at whatever the fuck Greg
Kevin the boogersucker.com. Apparently, if you go to that,
how did you get it? I should have known.
I'm doing you guys a favor. All right, we got bonermonger.com for Andy's Twitch. Now we got Kevin the boogersucker.com for Kevin's Twitter. Man, it's easy. They roll off the tongue. You get the right, right where you want to go.
Now here's can
right
I
where you want to go.
I just tweeted it out. See how that does.
Like the idea that you would want somebody to like, you would want somebody to look at Kevin's profile on like their phone browser as opposed to just looking for their name on Twitter. It's just crazy.
It redirects though if you click
Kevin
it.
The boogersucker.com.
Now, this is by the way
good work.
This,
thank you everybody.
This is how you know
this
that
is
Kevin,
not good work. Wait, hold on, Tim. This is gonna cost us $10 a year
until someone 20. Don't worry 20. About it.
Yeah, we're gonna forget about you. It too. This is $1,000 right there. He just made
until someone deletes it.
It will never happen. We're paying for, by the way, like I shit you not, at least 6 URLs that I just forgot to stop paying for on GoDaddy. And they just remind me, hey,
this is like the housing market. This is an investment. We get exactly. bonermonger.com. We get kevinthebogersucker.com. We make shirts about them. We sell the shirts. We drive up all these .coms all of a sudden. And then, you know, mm-hmm. we do One Extra Life. We're like, guess what? We're selling the .coms. People sending money, they get them, and then like, cool, that money was going to charity, and we're like, no, it wasn't. That we never said we were donating the money you gave us.
See, that's the perspective of CEO Kind of Funny Greg Miller. The perspective of Tim Gettys, just dude at Kind of Funny,
yeah,
that's just trying his hardest, is okay, we're paying for these URLs, and then we're gonna Greg wants a shirt, let's get the shirt made. Andy, hey, spend your time to make this shirt. Cool. You spent your
Andy,
time.
How is the Bonermonger dot shirt coming? Come on.
Spend your time getting it on Rooster Teeth. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. It's on Rooster Teeth. Cool. Barrett, spend your time promoting it. Good job, mm-hmm. Barrett. We're promoting it. Everything's great. Oh, it's not selling.
Yeah.
Oh, no one is buying it.
No.
Oh, Rooster Teeth is asking us very nicely to buy back the shirts. That's the end of this, Greg, mm-hmm. that you don't go through in your head.
Listen, you know? I understand we made some mistakes with the Sean Finnegan Likes Hiking show, all right? But that was years ago. It was a different time. Now we're a different beast. You're going to tell me right now, look at the chat, what do I see? I see the Lou say, lol, right? I see the Lou say, fantastic redirect. I see the Lou say, got to turn off that auto renew. You're telling me the Lou isn't going to buy
300 shirts? Hold on. A shirt that says either Bonermonger or Kevin the Booger Sucker? I'm telling you right now, Greg Miller, the Lou will not.
I don't think he's going to buy this shirt.
But I mean, it's also just one person. So we got to.
How many? Everybody else is talking about Nick's PC.
I thought Greg was gonna say, you're telling me that Lou isn't gonna buy 250 of these shirts to be
Holy hell!
All right, good. Well, they can just anyway, be Patreon back, shirts. That's fine.
Back to Nick's PC.
So what is
Nick's PC?
Yeah.
To devil's advocate, your devil's advocate, Andy.
Yeah.
Advocate.
Nick already is gonna have a PlayStation 4. Five.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
He could just do that.
You're right. But I will say this, Nick, mm-hmm. if you do want to click heads as fast as the Nitro Rifle, you will need a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
Because Nick, we were playing the other day mm-hmm. and Nick is dead and he's watching my screen. He's like, God, you move so fast, dude.
So smooth.
I was like, it's a mouse and keyboard, baby. We're bat, bat, shit, bat, 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 right? All over the place. Mm-hmm. And with a controller, like, and obviously, if you come from using a controller, you probably don't have a very fast sensitivity, so it's very, very slow.
No, it's super slow. And that's what I'm saying is I can't call myself a real gamer, Tim, until I get on mouse and keyboard. That's just now, the way
just so you know, I mean, I'm speaking out of my ass almost entirely, but I'm pretty sure that you can just use a mouse and keyboard on
a
the Xbox Series X.
On the Xbox Series X, you can, yes. The PS4, you can as well, but some are not compatible. I tried because when Warzone, I wanted to play on PS4. No. I forgot what I wanted to do, but my keyboard didn't work with my PS4, but my mouse did. It was very annoying. Very annoying.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting.
Now look, here's my thing.
Yeah.
As just the guy at Kind of Funny, right? I try to piece things together. I try to make some things happen.
You just brought up some great stumbling blocks to the Bonermonger and a booger shirt.
That except was for the Lou's fault.
Greg, yeah. Greg, it sounds like he's like the roadblock as more less of a like. It doesn't sound like Tim's helping move things along. He's just presenting a lot of roadblocks.
Well, what he's presenting propositions.
Yeah. Well, what I appreciate about Tim is he's never afraid to kill an idea, whether it's in the incubator like right now, or whether it's been a successful show for quite some time, like Party.
Exactly.
Guy.
I don't judge. I just.
He's just the angel.
Just
death.
Executioner. That's it. There's no judge. There's no jury. But here there is. I do like to present a game. I'm like the jigsaw of the situation here.
Okay.
Where Nick, I love everything you're saying.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, everybody would have the dopest shit of all time. I'm an equal opportunist when it comes to that. And so I love the idea of you having a dope ass PC and eventually not being in the Mac ecosystem and spending way too much money on things you shouldn't.
I'll still do that. Every 2-3 years, I would still spend.
You're making this harder for me. You're making this a lot harder.
But I think that it would be a nice gateway drug to get me something. It would be conservative, something around the 4K mark.
$4,000. $4,000.
The crazy machine I have right here is like $2,700.
That's a lot. That seems crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. Now, okay. Here's the deal. And I'm about to blow some shit up live here on the Kind of Funny podcast.
Yeah.
All right. When it comes to computers and PCs, this is a gauntlet that I need you to run through, Nick Scarpino.
If you want
to make this happen, because I will do this for you. I will go to the mat, as they say in the Karate Kid.
That's cool. They didn't say it in that, but it's applicable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
Don't roll your fucking eyes, Greg. You like the Karate Kid as much as everyone else.
Hey, don't talk shit to Greg. You're gonna need him in a second.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I love you. Thanks.
Can you get too, buddy?
Cool.
So yeah. NZXT, me and Andy have been working with them for a long time. They're super awesome. Love my computer. Things are great. PC Master Race, let's go, baby. Right. We did the sponsored stream, and during the sponsored stream is when Greg Miller decides to put out his tweet. About how much he hates PCs during the stream.
Couldn't have waited an hour.
I just want that on the record, everybody. When like, oh man, Kind of Funny sold out. The fuck we did.
Yeah,
we I'll be on camera eating mac and cheese, tweeting about how much I hate this mac and cheese.
So that's it. That's so the truth. Funny. That is the truth. Ethics. They're right there, right? The morals of Kind of Funny.
We want to say whatever the fuck we want to say.
And Greg Miller's going to fucking do it, right? Loudly and proudly. And to NZXT's credit, they immediately hit up Andy and were like, oh no. But we get it. And what did they say, Andy?
I don't know. They said, "What? We got to do more to convince Greg to bring him to our side."
Essentially, they took this as a
challenge.
Yeah,
they took this as a challenge.
That makes sense.
So like, hey, we got to get Greg. And I'm like, so I'm looking at this now. All I'm saying, Nick, is you got to convince Greg, because I think it'll be a real easy pitch for me to be like, we're trying to get Greg. Also, there's this Nick guy.
I've made a whole career off that. That right there.
Greg
Miller, and there's this other shorter
guy. There's this other Nick guy.
To capitalize off of that. Yeah.
Like, okay, so which one of y'all is going to be? So Greg's going to be interviewing Tony Hawk. No, it'll be Tim. And there's this Nick guy.
Now, does the Nick guy follow up question? Does the Nick guy know anything about Tony Hawk and or Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
No,
but does he know about yoga?
He does know a lot about yoga. Yeah, he's trying to vibe with Tony on a different level that Tony's not having.
Anyway, one roadblock that I brought up to Nick though was like,
wait, when am I getting this new PC?
The moment. Wait, so this is how quick you'll jump, Greg.
Nah. PC is great. All PC is fine. It's just all the headaches. That's what I was going to say to Nick. Anytime you want the PC gaming experience, Nick, turn on your PlayStation 5 and boot up Warzone, and then I'll have Kevin call you and annoy you for 45 minutes before you can play. And there you go. That's PC game.
Yeah, cool.
No. Here's the problem. We just based on the issues that we've been having that Greg has been having. I truly think, and Tim, you may want to reconsider this as well, your personal sort of purchase that you've made. These ultra mega wide screens, I think, are not super compatible with a lot of shit.
That is true. I didn't realize that.
Kevin, hold on.
I got some stuff to say.
Because me and Greg are trying to play this game, Second Extinction. It's a brand new
early access.
Like fucking early access. Open beta, whatever the fuck, right? It's very, very early in its development. Mm-hmm. And it has trouble running on this machine with Greg. It worked at one. It worked the night prior. He tries to open again. It doesn't work. I think a lot of it has to do with the idea that it's obviously super early in development, and trying to work on one of these ultra super widescreen things just doesn't really work that great. See, and I say that because I've opened up games that have been out for 3 years that sometimes have trouble with this ultra widescreen.
Here, let me tell you though, I don't have a horse in that race as far as the ultra widescreen. I think they're awesome for productivity, but I don't need to have the ultra, like the super wide curve stuff. I don't need that. I think they're dope.
You're not going to have anything as curved as Greg and Tim's.
Okay, so because Tim has the one that literally curves so far around him, it gets to the back of him.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's hot.
I know, I saw it. It's amazing. Two knuckles deep.
I was just going to say real quick, all I'm trying to do is like trying to explain why, because of course, when Greg puts out that tweet, a lot of backlash from people, a lot of people in our community kind of talking shit and being like, ah, here comes Greg again, like complaining about shit that, you know, nobody has problems with. It's like, no, I was there. He was having problems, but here's why. Early access game, super ultra widescreen monitor. That's like a 34:9 ratio widescreen. So these are all things that just kind of add become issues.
It's just crazy that it's such an issue for that game, but all the PlayStation 5 and Switch stuff. Switch works great. You know what I mean? A totally perfect picture-in-picture. Does everything I want. It's beautiful.
Honestly, I'm sure it looks as great, and refresh rate's perfect.
Nobody gives a fuck about refresh rate. I'm refreshed already. I'm on Busan.
Okay. But Andy, Greg's computer is very, very underpowered. It's a conversation you and I had.
Can run Half-Life Alyx. It's fine.
Sure.
Dude, if it could run Half-Life Alyx, I'm sure.
Yeah, but like how well did it run Half-Life Alyx? You know what I mean?
Beautifully. I mean, I needed a bigger hard drive, and once I got around that was no problem.
He wouldn't even know. He doesn't understand VRR. You know what I'm
talking
about?
Was he streaming at the
time? What's that stand for, Nick? What's it stand for?
Reality.
No, God damn it. I thought you're going to be better at this. You're going to have to pass the test if the PC gods are going to grant you worthy.
Okay, I'll study. What does it stand for?
Variable refresh rate.
Oh, got it.
That's the thing.
I don't even know. And he's like, oh, you guys were talking about you got to get something that has 120 hertz refresh rate at least. And then I'm like, okay, well, I also want to do 120 frames per second, which I realize those aren't the same thing. Because I know what a frames per second is based on filming. I get that higher frames per second is smoother gameplay. But really, I think the thing I'm trying to solve for is how do I be as good as at Andy at the game so that I don't embarrass myself in front of Snowbike Mike and Kevin Asex?
I feel like
you're never going to be as good as Andy, and you just need to practice. And you could do all of that on PlayStation.
But undeniable that they're so much faster players when they're playing with keyboard and mouse.
But I think that's just your reflexes are old.
Okay, but Nick, here's the deal. I'm going to be real with you again. I'm in support of you getting this PC. I'm totally all about that.
Yeah.
But this is the old filmmaker thing of like a nicer camera doesn't make you a better filmmaker. You know what I mean?
No, but a camera that is more functional gives you more options to be better. For sure.
It opens up more gateways. Yeah, I agree with that.
Definitely. And also will annoy my wife more when I can change the color of the LED lights.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to bring up. Can you imagine like D who makes Nick throw out shirts having like walking by this giant fucking black box with neon pink and blue flashing lights?
No. You understand that we've been I'm moving at the end of this month. I'm moving to a new place. And thank God I'm getting out of this little closet area. It has been challenging for me to walk out of my apartment and go to the front door and look over and see all of my old books that we had the conversation. She was like, do you want these old books? And I was like, well, I don't really need them. And that was all she needed. They were out, literally didn't even wait a day. I walk out to get a cup of coffee. Like 30 minutes later, I look down. It's just a little pile of books that says free on it. And I'm like, this is my youth. This is my childhood. The only thing I would not let her throw away is my Harry Potter books and my trumpet. But I'm losing ground on the trumpet, Tim, because the case is broken apart.
The case is so cool.
But the case is like all fucked up, Kevin. Yeah. All the threads have come out of it.
But that's what makes it cool.
But I got to buy a new case because it stabbed her in the hand. And she was like, now this thing is my enemy. Now I hate this thing. So now I'm like, do I donate the trumpet to like a music program somewhere?
Bring it to the studio. Just leave it there. She'll never know.
Well, so I'm fighting fire with fire.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of terror by my side, a little bit of reading is all I need. Let me tell you about our sponsors right here on the show. This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Upstart. During these economically turbulent times, everyone is looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're still needlessly throwing money every month at high-interest credit card debt, it's time you checked out Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Now is the time to find out how low your Upstart rate can be and help pay off high-interest credit card debt. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. You don't need a degree or diploma to apply, though. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 to $50,000 so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens after you accept your rate and proceed with your application. The best part, once you're accepted and approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back to using your money your way with Upstart. Remember, I've talked about it before. When I moved to SF, I took out a loan. They did not take any of this into account. They did not look at my education and job history. And I got a bad interest rate, and that Upstart would have been very helpful for me. See why Upstart has a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/kinda to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kinda. Your loan amount will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. Our next sponsor is ExpressVPN. If you haven't seen it, there's this thing called The Social Dilemma on Netflix. Lucy's been loving it. Tim's been loving it. In the documentary, tech insiders explain how social media is engineered to exploit users' data for profit. Listen, I'm Greg Miller, and I'll give away all my information when I say so, not because somebody just gets to take it when it's being harvested by tech billionaires to get even richer. That's where I draw the line, and that's where Kinda Funny draws the line, and that's why Kinda Funny puts a layer of protection around our data with ExpressVPN. Every time you use the internet, big tech companies mine your data and are tracking your searches, messages, and video history. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, it hides your IP address, which websites can use to personally identify you. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. You still need to be careful with what you share on social media, but ExpressVPN can make your web browsing more anonymous. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of the internet data to keep you safe from hackers and prying eyes. Many VPNs slow down your internet, but ExpressVPN doesn't. It's incredibly fast and easy to use. Just tap the button and you're protected. So if you don't like the idea of tech companies exploiting your personal information, then visit expressvpn.com/kindoffunny right now, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/kindoffunny to protect your data. Go to expressvpn.com/kindoffunny to learn more. And the final sponsor of the day, why, ladies and gentlemen, it's Fubo TV. Are you sick of cable? Well, if you keep listening to this episode, you're going to find out that Tim Geddes is too. That's why he started using Fubo TV for live sports, news, and primetime TV without the complicated contract. Of course, Tim cut the cable cord a long time ago, and he needs to watch The Bachelor still, though, with Gia. So that's why they've been using Fubo TV. And from what I understand, it's incredibly easy to use. Fubo TV is how you should be watching TV. Get everything you want all in one place for less than the cost of cable. Fubo TV brings you over 100 channels, cloud DVR, and no hidden fees. Stream your shows on your TV or any other smart device. They have the major broadcast and cable networks, so you can find all your shows, including live sports, news, and primetime TV. With Fubo TV, you'll get all your favorites like This Is Us and The Bachelor, the Premier League and NBA, and all the news channels and so much more. There's no risk to try it out. Get full access to Fubo TV for 7 days for free. Right now, Fubo TV is offering our listeners a 7-day trial and 15% off your first month by going to FuboTV.com/kindoffunny. There are no contracts and you can cancel anytime. That's FuboTV.com/kindoffunny for 15% off your first month and a free trial. That's FuboTV.com/kindoffunny.
He knows all the names.
That is so disturbing. I tried getting
for the record, Tara was not a real one. Tara was not a real.
Oh, okay.
I tried getting him for KFL 3, and he was like, $100,000.
Well, remember too, when we hit him up, I we did that together, and that you're like, cool, this is short notice. Remember, he lives in Germany. I was like, oh,
I'm glad okay. He lived in Germany. Yeah.
So anyway, guys, what are we talking
about?
Yeah,
we're done talking about PC gaming. It's stupid, Nick. Don't do it. It's not for you.
It's no, fun. You don't. I want to know all the differences in the cool new graphics cards. I want to bond with Andy on that. I used to love trying to solve those problems, but there, you're right, Greg. There's always a tipping point where, like, how many fucking drivers do I need to download for this thing? And it's part of the fun of it, obviously. It's like, it's a hobby for people, but I just want to click heads.
It's one of those things. We'll move on to the next topic. I promise.
No, you can do the whole show this way. I was just trying to get it done with, because it's a waste of money for Nick and he will regret it.
It's one of those things where the
company's going to pay for
when,
it, right?
When you have VR, when you had friends come over to try out Wii Sports for the first time, when you want somebody to try VR for the first time, I think it's one of those experiences where you have a really, really nice monitor and say, check out this game running at 1440p, over 144 hertz, like over 144 frames per second. Experiencing that on like Ultra, I showed Barrett the other day when I was like, I booted up Destiny 2, was like, look at this shit. This looks fucking crazy, and it's so smooth. And it's one of those things that, like, I think is really, really cool once you get used to it. And now I've gotten to the point where when Greg asked me, like, hey, do you want to code for this game on PS4 or Xbox One? I'm like, I'll take PC, because I know that I would feel like, man, I'm missing out on the better version. You know?
That's the thing,
no trophies.
I don't know what the better version is. And maybe to Greg's point, maybe it's better. Ignorance is bliss.
In this case, Nick, I still want you to get the PC, but for you, you do not need to know any of this stuff. In fact, it is going to damage things if you know this much.
No, I think it would be. I think you think it's not healthy for me to sit till 5 o'clock in the morning and research graphics cards. And then finally buy the thing, and then the second it goes wrong, I throw it out the window because I'm so angry. Do you think that's not healthy?
I know that Nick is going. We're already working on this campaign. Everybody knows the streamer Nick Merckx. We're going to introduce the world to Nick Works. It's just going to be Nick streaming After Effects and weird Photoshops that he's doing, and that's the thing. And we're going to.
I need a computer that can stream, because I can't stream from my Mac.
Here's the thing. When I make my pitch to NZXT for Nick Scarpino via Greg Miller, I'm going to cut out the beginning of this episode and give it to them. And just be like, hey, look how quickly Nick made this masterpiece in Photoshop of Andy wearing glasses for the first time alongside Nick.
Think of how much faster it could be.
That might not sell them on this, though. That might be a deterrent for them.
Hey, yeah. Somebody needs to stop him. And if it's got to be us, we'll draw the line in the sand right here. Monster.
Oh, man. Right, we can talk PC talk. I just wanted to do that, guys. Thanks for entertaining this. Nick, thanks for bringing it up, because I had a lot of fun.
I'm glad we did. I mean, honestly, I'm like 50-50 on this. I'm like legit looking at these things.
Where do you really think you're going to go with it?
I'm pretty into it, because I'm moving into a new apartment at the end of the month, and I'll actually have, for the first time in my entire life, like a little bit more space for my den little office area. And so I'm like, oh, I could actually fit a PC in there or more stuff in there. And granted, I know that the second the PS5 comes out, I'll probably be consumed with that. And if you guys are telling me, hey, just get a mouse and keyboard for that, and it's just as good, then maybe it's better that I don't ever see Call of Duty running at, you know, 1440p, 100 fucking billion frames per second, all the hertz. But I don't know.
Well, if you do get a new TV that runs 120 hertz.
Well, here's the problem,
Xbox,
right?
Xbox and PS5 will do that.
That's true, but I don't think I'm going to be able to game in my living room anymore, because the layout of the new place I'm moving into is sort of like the living room. It's kind of like Greg's, where you see the living room goes long and then you've got the two rooms on the sides. So if I'm there, I think it's going to be too loud for me to be screaming. Because, you know, Andy, like when I get good at Call of Duty, you're going to hear the screams coming through my headphones. It's going to be it's disgusting. So I'm trying to figure out what is the all-in-one solution for like moving the PlayStation, because I might keep my PS4 in my living room just as a media console, like a media device, unless I get an Xbox as well. But that seems kind of extraneous for me, because then it's like you're at like $1,000 for consoles. And at that point, why not just pull the
trigger? Already spending $4,000 on a PC to run Warzone.
Exactly.
Man, getting two consoles is just outrageous. You're right. I'm sorry.
But
that's
what I figured is, when we move back to the office.
He started
at
$7,000.
Here's what I'll say. When we move back to the office, though, Tim, here's my selling pitch for the company buying it for me.
Okay.
We're going to need some PCs that are powerful for the Let's Play lab that we're trying to figure out.
And we should get them then.
Just go into it. Yeah, but everyone knows about PCT technology, Tim, is that if you buy it now, it's better because usually stuff doesn't come out better in 6 months.
You're right.
Very, very solid points.
Yeah. Right, you invest that $7,000 into it once, you never have to put any more money into it for another 6 months.
That's what I thought last time I bought a PC, which was 15 years ago. I haven't bought one since.
There you go. Perfect. Look at you did it.
$7,000. Like, I am ridiculous. I am extravagant when it comes to this type of tech and shit. I legitimately don't think I could spend $7,000 without realizing I am wasting money.
You're wasting money. I mean, listen, I don't need, first off, you don't need 100. I think I spec'd it out of like one of the systems. Maybe it wasn't the NZXT because I went over, I looked at a few other places, I think. And one of them had like so much RAM that I'm like, this is just ridiculous. And I didn't realize there were even.
You're
like,
not going to need 64 gigs of RAM.
I would if I moved over to that being my main editing machine, because then it would actually be like having a ton of RAM is great for After Effects work. And I think actually some of the higher end graphics cards might work with After Effects now too. But
any do like 64 that point.
Gigs still, like you wouldn't need 64 gigs for anything.
What you got in that MacBook, by the way?
I think I have 64 gigs in the MacBook.
His $10,000 MacBook.
Well, to be fair, I got a good discount on this because I hit up my boy.
Did you get a good discount on it, or did the company get a good discount on it?
The company did. Yeah.
Oh man.
64 gigabytes of RAM. DDR4, and then, you know, we got some hard drive space in there too that we don't talk about because Tim told me not to get it, but I got it anyway.
Yeah, just don't tell Tim. As long as Tim doesn't know, you're fine.
Tim's like, you don't need 2 terabytes of hard drive space. It's overpriced. I'm like, you're right. And then when it came to I panicked.
And here he is, less than a year later, wanting another 64 gigs.
No, I want 128.
Dual SLI, 2080s.
I want 128 gigs of RAM.
Keep in mind, everybody listening, the man who panicked about getting extra space in a hard drive is the person who runs the payroll for this company.
Hey, you got paid. You got paid 2 days ago. Don't worry.
I did. Yeah, I'm always worried though.
Sometimes I forget. Andy, are you always worried because once every 6 months I text you and go, "Hey, did you get paid today?" And you're like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, cool. I remembered. Good. I remembered." Yeah. Do that. That's fun.
Jesus.
Yeah. Ignacio Rojas writes in to Patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, "What is up, gang? My question is very simple. Is Halloween a holiday? It's not officially it's not an officially recognized date, and you get no time off of school/work, so I argue that it is not a holiday. Bonus question, how early is too early to start decorating for something like Halloween or Christmas?"
Okay, I will say it is 1,000% a holiday because I think it's too popular to say that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
If it were, I don't know.
That's what they said about Pluto.
That's true, Kevin.
Holy
but if it were
shit,
if
good.
It were like fuck if you, it were dude. Like Arbor Day or some shit like that, you know, like where not everybody's fully aware of what day it is, I think Halloween is too ubiquitous. It's too popular. It's absolutely 1,000% a holiday. The earliest you could start decorating for Halloween, October 1st. The earliest you could start decorating for Christmas, the day after Thanksgiving.
I agree with everything Andy just said.
Yeah, Andy just crushed it. I don't even think there's much to say. We did start decorating Halloween earlier.
The day after Labor Day, you can start decorating for Halloween.
Shut up. Go ahead, Nick Scarpino.
Here's the big question. Bigger question. When do you start listening to Christmas songs?
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
That's the start of the Christmas season.
But there are no Thanksgiving songs. So I put forward as a society, we should vote right now for everyone. Day after Halloween, you can start listening to Christmas songs.
No, that's ridiculously early, and no, that's too much.
There's only one song that I know of, Andy, that is a Thanksgiving song, two that we that we know of.
And it has like 16,000 views on
and the
YouTube.
Banger. Exactly.
Yeah.
What was the first one?
The Nick? Pumpkin Spice Latte song.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Which is technically a Thanksgiving song that we wrote.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's PSA. It Pumpkin Spice Latte season starts in November, I believe.
You can read from that video? October.
Yeah.
Should read from that video probably, you know?
Craig, oh no! Maybe I've been wanting to break out some pieces for it.
Sure,
but then you know I'm busy doing my job. You know,
playing sure, piece of games. Sounds fun.
No, that's not his job. That's not his job.
Wait, can I give you a compliment?
I'd love that.
A real compliment. First off, I miss you all. Whenever I get to see you in person, I'm like, oh wow, this is so cool to have interactions. I specifically though miss the warmth of your apartment. And right now, it looks like you've decorated for Halloween, and that makes me super happy. And it also makes me kind of sad because I know it probably smells like cinnamon in there, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little pump, like a, you know, Andy, like a cinnamon something been cooking that's like a pie of some sort. It looks like there might be some candy in the background.
The old
like
bowl
in,
of candy right there.
Yeah.
There I got to imagine. Right there. I got to imagine there's a pie cooking in the oven like 24/7. Like a new pie gets taken out, new pie goes in. I don't know if they're being eaten or not. Yeah. They don't have to be eaten. It's just like it adds to the overall aroma and the warmth. And
take
the
them, throw them in the
last
trash.
Time Jan will make a pie it's just to smell up the house and then toss it out the window. right on the ground. You know, just
throw it at the kids yelling.
Yeah, exactly. Playing with the recorder out there. Yeah, no, they you know, can't have that.
Oh, those
have
poor that. Kids. Those
There's
poor
a lot kids. Of decoration happening in my apartment as well. And the one thing I always have to ignore is the little candy basket because I do it's not. Tough, man. I do not. I haven't taken one piece yet, Greg, and it's been out probably since October 1st. And I have been ignoring that candy basket every time I walk by it. And I'm going to continue to, Greg. You know why? Why because man? It's a little bit taller. It's a little bit above eye level, so I can't I can't see what's inside of it.
You don't have a choice to ignore it because
yeah,
you
can't see it. And so, but I think if it were on a table at a little bit of an easier reach, yeah. Then I would definitely be looking and be like, oof, that Reese's.
That's the thing with the Halloween candy bowl that's been here for a long time with us is that it's filled with mainly stuff I don't want to eat anymore because I've eaten so much of it.
Oh.
What do you got in there?
Sour Patch Kids now.
Bring it over here. Let me see what you got in there. What are you fucking with?
Oh, so like I said,
yeah. Oh, the M&Ms.
We had so many chocolatey things. Remember, we had this conversation. We were talking about the Reese's and how they're now bundled or whatever, and how they're now sold that way, Nick, where you were talking mm-hmm. about that's how mm-hmm. Reese's should be or whatever.
Yeah.
But I had so much chocolate out of it. That's when I went over there and I was like, I want some Red Vines. I want some Starburst. I want some gummy plastic candy. And Jen was like, oh, will you pick me up a thing of Sour Patch Kids? And I said, of course I will, honey. And I did. And then when I got back, she didn't want them anymore. And I ate them. And since then, I've bought roughly 19 packages of Sour Patch Kids. And now my nightly treat where I sit there to play games. And I'm like, how delicious are these?
Yeah. I've been doing the same thing with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yesterday, I know it happened with a million other things happening, that Catwoman fever dream in review. I got the Brock's candy delivery with the Ghostbusters candy catcher. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of that stuff now. A lot of this Brock's candy. Not my jam. I around the outside, they were like, we got chewy lemon heads in here. We got Nerds. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, give me all this. Then I opened this up. The bag I got is all like Smarties bottle caps.
Oh man, my dad loves Smarties. Bottle caps are cool.
No, this is all bad candy.
When I think about candy that definitely does not get broken down in your system correctly, I think of like all of the rubbery stuff that Greg was mentioning earlier. Like candy that does not easily get broken down by your body when it's inside your stomach. When everybody watched Super Size Me and they show that sort of here's what a fry does when it's broken down, a McDonald's fry, and it like stays pristine for months and months and months. I got to assume that that's what a lot of these rubbery candies, the Red Vines, the Twizzlers, when we think of those candies, I bet you those are kind of breaking down similarly in our bodies.
I have a breaking news from the chat.
Sure.
Kale Dolphin Corn has shown up and said, I got McDonald's.
Yay,
Kale.
Wow. We're proud of you, Kale. Anyway, yeah, those candies get broken down really, really quick. Or those candies got to break down really badly in your body and are probably not good for your...
I mean, they're pure sugar. They go right to my blood.
Great. This is what Greg Miller needs more of. Sugar in his blood.
Yeah, I still got a whole fucking show to do today after this, all right? Don't you worry. Hell yeah. About it. You want.
Two shows.
Wait, two? What?
Don't we have another? Are we doing a thing after this and then another thing after this?
No, the thing after this got moved, I think, because I don't think Joey ever polled anybody for gold topics. We need to do that still.
Oh, good.
But luckily, a little break. We have another Halloween question for you guys. This one comes from Mark Freeman. You probably know him.
Hey, Mark.
Runs 12-hour-long community meetups on the weekends. Mark writes in and says, hi. So we had a few questions from the community Zoom this week. Hopefully Blessing, the Halloween expert, is on the podcast this week to answer. He's a charlatan and he's not here and he wouldn't know any of these.
Do you want to call him in?
No, because he wouldn't know the answers.
Okay.
A, what is the Halloween animal? Andy, go.
Wolf. What is bat.
Wolf. The bat.
No, you said wolf. You say bat, Tim?
Sorry.
What is the Halloween animal?
Halloween animal.
When you clear your mind, Halloween animal.
Bat.
Oh, bat.
No, wolf is incorrect.
Black cat. Black cat, guys.
Oh, Black Cat Fox.
I was gonna go there with Kevin and say, yeah, the Black Cat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got it, Greg.
Meow. Meow.
What about spider? Like spider webs. There's a lot of spider web decorations.
Spider's a great answer. Give him points for that.
I would have given it to you. You said wolf.
I get it. Wolf, though.
Yeah, wolf, not a Halloween animal.
Wolf, I was thinking like tier two.
I think of like wolf and moons. Like,
yeah. You think of howling, it sounds like.
Wolf is to Halloween animals as purple is to Halloween colors.
Yeah,
it's not black and orange.
You're right.
But
it's wrong, right? It's wrong.
No, but it's not fully wrong. Like, it's just not the rightest.
If he was like, hey, what are some second tier Halloween animals?
What about like werewolves?
Yeah, werewolves would have been another great answer, but you didn't say that.
Not an animal.
I say wolves only because
you swung the bat and shit your pants. That was what you did, and now you're trying to shit on me and say,
now
okay.
We're smelling it.
I say wolves because it's not a visual thing, but it's more of a like you always hear that at the beginning of a Halloween track, a hot Halloween track.
Stack on papin.
Yeah, you always hear the wolf howling at the beginning to signify Halloween's here.
B.
That's tasty.
What is the Halloween song, Andy?
Thriller.
Yes. A great one. Nick, you say Thriller?
Well, am I allowed to answer Andy's answer, or do I have to come up with a completely original one?
Clear mine.
I will say Thriller number one, Monster Mash. Very close, number two.
Yeah, Monster Mash is my number one. Tim, yeah, what you should have?
I was going Monster Mash number one. Number two, I would go with the Scary Skeleton song. And then number three, I would go with Thriller. The Scary Skeleton thing, you don't immediately think of, like, you're like, I don't know what he's talking about. But if
Scary Skeleton? I'm not, that's not
ringing. Is that from The Office? Them Bones?
It's just the, like, hold on, I'm gonna put it into the,
yeah, please do,
the chat there. Just into the, yeah, into the,
oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to play it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Any of this type of stuff, you know? It's more of a vibe.
Thriller, but the thing is this, though, dude. Michael Jackson saw, again, like we're trying to do for Thanksgiving, he saw a hole in the marketplace. There was no good Halloween songs. And he was like,
Monster Mash.
We got to get, well, except for Monster Mash. He was like, all credit where credit's due. Shout out to Monster Mash.
I couldn't tell you like, two lyrics of the Spooky Skeleton song.
You don't need to. It's less about the lyrics. It's more about the vibe.
It's more about the visual, because I've seen the visual, but I've never heard that song, like, really.
What's it sound? Oompa Loompa. Oompa
Loompa.
No, I'm with Andy on this. I don't remember the song at all.
It's visual for me, yeah.
Yeah.
Much like a wolf is auditory.
How many times in your guys' life do you think you're in your car, it's Halloween time, and you just go, fuck it, I'm going to listen to Thriller as loud as humanly possible?
That's just a day-to-day activity.
Yeah, that's my thing is Thriller. I had this conversation on Games Daily a couple days ago, and I got crucified for it. That's not true, but no one really said shit. But
I like
I put out there that I think that adults are trying to take back Halloween in a really weird way, where it's a kid's thing, and that's fine. We can enjoy it as adults for what it is, as a kid's thing. But the inclusion of horror movies to Halloween is not the Halloween spirit. A Halloween movie is like a Hocus Pocus.
Sure.
Just because it's a horror movie doesn't make it a Halloween movie. And I feel like adults are just trying to add, like, oh, anything scary is Halloween. It's like, no, man, there's a vibe. There's a color scheme. There's a certain sound associated with it. And I think
Scream 1
is the similar thing.
Stop. C is, what is the Halloween film, Nick?
What is the Halloween film? Shit. I mean, that's the question, though, right?
Hocus Pocus.
Andy.
Scream.
I'll say Sleepy Hollow.
I say Idle Hands.
Wow, now, Idle Hands is really good.
Idle Hands is a good one. But Hocus Pocus is the Halloween.
I wouldn't argue. I mean, I like Idle Hands more, but I understand Hocus Pocus.
Harry Potter.
Back to your vibe here, Tim, of what makes a Halloween movie. I'm with you where I think they need to be themed around Halloween, right? They're happening in the Halloween thing. But do you take offense from people who are doing like 31 days of Halloween or spooky movies or scary horror?
I mean, that's my thing. It's like whatever. Do whatever the hell you need to do to feel alive, you know? But I'm just saying there's a Venn diagram when it comes to Halloween horror movies. There is somewhere in the middle, like the movie Halloween can be both, right? That makes a lot of sense.
It happens on Halloween. It's like a Christmas movie that's happening during Christmas time. Like Home Alone is a Christmas movie because it's happening during Christmas time and you watch it during Christmas time.
And that's where it gets complicated because it's like I feel like there aren't any movies that take place on Halloween that aren't Halloween movies, right? It just works that way.
No,
whereas there's horror movies that are not Halloween movies, just at all.
Sure. I do think there's two. I think there's two different categories. I think Tim's right. I think there are the Halloween movies and then the horror movies that are fun to watch during Halloween because they're scary, and we think that's just a scary movie as a genre synonymous with Halloween.
Yeah. Because we're doing Conjuring in review right now, and we're doing it around Halloween because it's we're perfect. Like, oh, it's scary, it's whatever. Is it perfect though? Like, these aren't Halloween movies.
No, but they
feel like on Halloween day, on the night before Halloween,
Sleepy Hollow.
That's when you're watching a Halloween movie. Your Hocus Pocus, your Idle Hands, a movie that is centered around Halloween. I feel in the lead up to it, that's when it's just like 30 horror movies because. Horror and knives and Freddy Krueger and all that jazz is Halloween costumes, is the skeletons on the wall, is that. I think Conjuring is a perfect lead up to it, but at no point are we saying, hey, let's watch the Halloween movies. Let's
like
watch
Michael Myers.
Let's watch Halloween, the Halloween movie, the Conjuring universe. Like, no, like they're spooky movies. They're scary movies. And scary movies are an October thing, but they're not a Halloween. They're not Halloween movies.
But see, that's what's interesting to me is I'm talking out of my ass right now, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. No Conjuring movie came out anywhere near October.
I believe it. Like, yeah. I think I love horror movies all the time. I'm saying, though, for you at home doing your thing and getting ready for shit, that's when I think.
None of us said Halloween. So sorry. I know chat's going to call us out for like none of us saying Halloween.
Halloween is it's a great Halloween movie, though. It is good.
Oh, you said Halloween? Oh, so
I brought it up. That was my example. There? Hocus Pocus was my example because Hocus Pocus is more of a Halloween movie than Halloween.
Here's a real question for you guys. Is Hocus Pocus a good movie?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't think I saw it all the way to being an adult, and I wasn't that impressed.
I've only seen it once. I just know that it's there, and it's a fun Halloween movie. It's got a great cast, but I don't remember it being anything special.
Binks alone makes it special.
Is a cat?
Yeah, the costume design, the like story element. It's a fantastic movie for what it is, which is a children's Halloween movie.
Who plays the voice of Binks? Also,
Sidney Poitier.
He's the best friend of Eric Matthews in Boy Meets World.
Yep. Wait, it's his brother.
One of the Lawrence brothers?
The older Lawrence brother, right?
Joey.
No. Whoa. It's Jason Marsden. He's the best friend from the early seasons
of Boy Meets World. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He was also, he's the voice of a lot of people. Give me a second. Oh, he's Max in a Goofy movie.
Oh, that dude. Max is also somebody else that we just watched or did something recently that had Max from a Goofy movie.
Spirited Away.
Spirited Away.
He was Haku.
Side note. We got to do, we should have done it this year, and I apologize because I thought about
it. God damn it.
October. I know. We should do that 31 days of scary movies one of these days as a group. If you guys would be down for that, I'd love to do that with you. Except for Andy, because Andy's always at Coachella. Dude, whatever the fuck he's at.
What, you want to do 31 in reviews?
No. I just mean
that
like
is as, so much.
No, I mean, as an audience, like you just have like, hey, everyone. Or I guess, 31 might be a lot. Maybe just like one a week or one every few days to watch. But it'd be cool to put
out. Kind of funny, scary Fridays.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do like a list of like, hey, here are my like it'd be fun to get a list together of 31 of the top like scary movies and put them out.
Spooky
and be like,
hey, Sundays watch. On Wednesday.
So you guys know what's really funny. Last night, I actually saw a list that was posted of the scientifically proven scariest movies of all time.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. And I haven't seen the one that they said was the scariest.
The scariest. Hold on. Give me a sec. I just pulled it
up. Well, I know the scariest one. It was
Sinister. Sinister was number one.
Oh, it's a really scary movie. It freaked me the fuck out, guys.
Hold on. I'm trying to pull up this list.
Sinister is number one.
Yeah. Sinister is number one.
It's we like got
Conjuring at number three, Insidious at number two, Hereditary at four, Paranormal Activity 5, It Follows 6, Conjuring 2, 7, The Babadook 8, The Descent 9, and The Visit 10. So the way this was decided was like a heart rate monitor was attached to a bunch of people, and they watched hella different movies. And it was decided of what was like consistently the most scary. But Insidious, which was number two, was crowned the king of the jump scare, as there is a particular scare in the movie that's on average rise of 133 beats per minute during
shit,
which that's is crazy. A 32% increase.
That's crazy.
A rise to 132 beats per minute. Right. Yes. No way that like people. Okay, all right.
Rice cool. too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a really. I love hearing about shit like that. But Babadook being number eight, I saw the Babadook. If I could. Like I wasn't really that scared with the Babadook.
So. Babadook had too many movies.
The science,
like,
man.
So scary, and it wasn't that scary.
I'm the most scaredy cat out there. So like, if don't be worried about the Babadook if you haven't watched it.
Anybody Babadook's scarier once you realize what it's about. Come on, guys.
Do you guys feel like doing scary movies in review are harder to do than normal, like the other stuff we do? Because there's a variation. not that. Well, that's true. Also, I just feel like last night. Tim hit me up. I was like, hey, I need you to do some just a quick thing for me. I was like, cool. And of course, Tim, I spent like an hour and a half on that.
I love you for it.
Way too long.
It was the Kind of Funny Games Daily Halloween intro.
Yeah.
That I was literally like, don't put work. Just make it black and orange. Nah. Like, and you see what he did. It. It's just like, God damn it. I love it.
Ridiculous. So I was like, okay, no problem. And then I turn around and I look and it's 11:45. And I'm like, fuck, I still have to watch Annabelle Creation. And I like to watch them the day before. So they're kind of fresh in my head. And I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal. I'll just kind of zone out, sit on the couch. Like, it'll be relaxing. That movie is not relaxing. It's like takes effort to watch scary movies that late because they fucking scare the shit out of you and you're tense the entire time. You got like adrenaline pumping through your blood. It's a tough life we lead, guys. It's hard.
To be fair, that's like one of the good ones.
It was, you know? I mean, we'll see. We'll see what my thoughts are on it.
Yeah, watch the interview. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll decide if it's good or not, Kevin. Don't worry about it.
I want to say this. I saw this on Twitter earlier, and a lot of people aren't happy about it. Apple TV bought the rights, like the exclusive rights, to show all the Charlie Brown Halloween shit.
Good, good riddance. Get Charlie Brown off the fucking TV, all right? Overrated nonsense.
Wow.
Christmas time. Anyway,
oh, so you can't watch that shit unless you have like...
Oh, my tree looks like garbage.
Why are people mad about that?
Well, it's like
bad taste.
You can't just watch it on CBS or ABC like usual, wherever they would show it. Like, it's only exclusively with Apple TV now, which I think is pretty fucking lame if it's like been such a staple of Americana. You know what I mean?
I didn't realize that was a thing. I didn't realize anyone watches TV like that anymore. It's weird. It's your lives.
I mean, normal people, Tim, who have cable TV, do that a lot. Yeah, like a lot of people still.
I don't buy it. Like, a lot of people is a weird number to put on things. I'd want to see some stats of how many people on normal cable TV are watching a Charlie Brown Christmas compared to like anything else.
Tim, I think you being surrounded by internet friends nonstop for the last 10 years has certainly changed your idea and opinion of that. But there are a lot of people who don't stream. Like, I know the numbers of like everybody cutting the cord and all that shit is definitely damning and super trending towards just internet stuff. But millions and millions of people still use cable. They don't.
Yeah, but
like,
the numbers,
that's their everyday thing. Every time I go back home, my parents only have the cable news on. And it's like ABC and CBS are always on. Like, yeah, they still have Netflix and stuff. And it's.
But are they watching Charlie Brown Christmas?
I think people, if it's on, people will leave it on. I don't know that anyone's going like, hey, it's time to watch Charlie Brown Christmas. And having said that, though.
It reminds me to an extent, right, of, I'm sorry. Do you want to keep going?
Well, I was just going to say, having said that, there are some movies that I do seek out that, like, personally that we watch usually once a year. Like Home Alone, you know, Love Actually, things like that.
But I think, like, what this reminds me of with Charlie Brown is, Nick, you probably remember this, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
where if you remember when we were growing up, it would always literally be on every channel. And finally, I remember it being a big deal one year when they all like agreed to just put it on one channel and be done with it. I think of movies that are going to be on during Christmas, but maybe don't demand your full attention. Christmas Story, Wonderful Life, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon, great movie. Totally. Second off, the other movies that used to always be on before they were easily accessible were Star Wars. Do you remember that? They would always do the Star Wars marathons during Christmas time because everyone was home, and I was like, this is the best. If you caught it, Tim, you don't remember this because you've always had the internet and you're blessed.
Yeah, but you always lived with blue lights behind you.
None of that is true. I mean, I understand what you're talking about, like with the Harry Potter marathons or James Bond or...
Yeah, James Bond was a big one during Christmases as well. They would just play those constantly. I'm sure they still do all these and Die Hard and shit like that. But when I was a kid, Star Wars would be on and you would go, oh my God, and you just feel so lucky because it would be like maybe 10 minutes into A New Hope. And you're like, cool, we got through all that boring bullshit where like Vader like takes over the Leia's thing. Just get to the part with the lightsabers. And if you were lucky enough to start it right there, you're like, the rest of my fucking night is done. Done.
Done.
Done.
Done.
Done.
Show me the facts, guys. No one's watching TV compared to how they used to. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that. I'm not saying you're wrong, Tim, but like to say that nobody's gives a
shit.
I'm not saying nobody.
I'm not saying nobody. I'm just saying not a lot. Not like a majority. That's what I'm saying. It's not a majority of people are going to be affected by this.
I mean, there's still the amount of people that like still pay for AOL, the amount of people that still watch.
It's not that's a minority that we're talking about. Yeah, there are
the amount of people that still watch like over the air, like antenna TV. It's a lot of people out there.
But it's not nearly as much as the people that watch streaming stuff.
Blessing watches over the air antenna stuff.
Blessings are a thought leader, especially for all things Halloween.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, that's enough of that. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast, and I won't allow that nonsense to continue or take root. Remember, the show doesn't stop here. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. We're into the exclusive post show, or you could also submit your questions and, of course, watch live like so many people are tonight. And, of course, get it ad-free. However, if you have no bucks tossed our way, don't worry. Each and every week, we give you a new episode on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
It's always a pleasure.
You did great today, Greg.
So did you, Nick. Tim, you did great too.
I like that part at the end where you just ate candy and stared at us.
I was having a great time. I love listening to my friends and eating them Sour Patch Kids. You know what I mean?
Cool, man. Cool. I was able to do this first podcast with my glasses.
Yeah, they look great on you, Andy.
You should keep them.
We got a post show to do. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.